T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to WIP Morning Show, the Tuesday morning in the Delaware Valley. That voice you heard very briefly, the Al Borghetti, this is Al Free Zone today. Al is not here. We have not been pleased with his commentary, Jonesy, on the Sixers. So we have replaced him today with the great John Johnson.
Good morning.
Johnson, we felt that we assessed our situation. We felt you know more basketball.
Well, Al's not as venomous, I suppose.
We'll find out.
Oh,
he can be.
If ever you were going to find out how venomous we are, it would be today. Because, ladies and gentlemen, we were bamboozled yesterday. By the way, Jonesy, great to have you here.
Great to be here, buddy.
Jonesy has some great perspective on the Ben Simmons debacle that took place on Sunday night and the incredible after effects of it, which are rippling not just through the city of Philadelphia, but through all of America, if not beyond. It's Jonesy, this is epic.
No, it is.
This is
incredible
historic.
Story. It is.
This is historic.
Yep.
And we have great guests there. I want to just go through the guest list, because this guest list alone says you should not go to work. If you're already at home, just play, you know, pretend you're working, tell Ted so you can hear all this stuff. John Ritchie's up at 7. We always feature a WIP personality at a Tuesday, and Ritchie is perfect. He was a fullback.
Yep.
He was on the – he sacrificed his body for the team. So when John Ritchie is watching Ben Simmons refuse to dunk a ball to tie game with 3.5 minutes left, what is he what is John Ritchie thinking? What is he thinking?
He's sexy in that.
He will be out at 7 o'clock today in hopes that he trashes Ben. And then at 8 o'clock, we already know where Marcus Hayes stands on this. He works at WIP, is also a brilliant columnist at TheEnquirer.com, and he has already stated unequivocally, Ben cannot return to this city. Ben is dead to us. Well, he didn't say it that way, but that's what he meant. 8:30, we're going down to Atlanta because we have our old correspondent down there who works at WSB-TV. She was born and raised in Stone Harbor, New Jersey.
Nice.
Jersey Shore gal. And she's going to come on to tell me what they're saying in Atlanta and if they're nicer there than they are here. Because she grew up here, and we are not – let me make this clear. Right? I want to put this out there today already. We're not going to be nice, and we shouldn't be nice. If you want to be honest after what we witnessed on Sunday night, if you want to be honest after you saw a team blow a great opportunity to win a championship that this city sacrificed 4 years of their rooting life for – well, you've come to the wrong place. We don't, Jonesy, we don't let you off the hook in this town.
No, we don't.
It's why I'm still working here at my age, because I love how we handle adversity.
Same here.
With aggressiveness.
Yes, it has to be.
Allison will be out at 8:30, and at 9 o'clock, Jack McCaffrey's coming on, the columnist. Jack is also, I guess you would call him an opponent of the style and substance of one Ben Simmons.
Yes.
I've been witness to many exchanges between he and Ben.
Now, I would like to make a statement first about what I've learned about myself during the last 2 days. I fall in and out of love way too easily.
Yeah.
I fell in love with Doc Rivers. I love Doc Rivers.
Yep.
Right? And I stayed in love with him. The first time things started to shake a little was a couple of weeks ago, when I started to realize he may not have all the answers, and then I also happened to look up his playoff record. That was staggering
to
me.
It's not great.
But anyway, he's won 34% of his playoff games.
Yeah.
The worst in the NBA, right? Worst of any coach who's coached more than three seasons.
In NBA history.
In his.
Okay, thanks, John.
Sorry. Thanks, John. Sorry. I'm turning my mic off now.
No, John. No, that's why you're here. A couple of weeks ago, because a reporter was bringing up, not for the first time, the imperfections in Ben Simmons' game. And he had attitude. I mean, it was smug. It was sanctimonious. It was vicious. And this is what he did, where the guy suggested you might want to have a plan for Ben who can't hit a free throw. Hit it.
Doc, is there anything that you can do coaching-wise? Does the thought cross your head at all to take him out of the game there?
No.
Why not?
You want me to take Ben Simmons off the floor?
No, I mean, I got to ask the question.
I will pass on that one. He's pretty good, so I'll pass on that suggestion.
All right. That right there was smug and obnoxious because it was the right question.
It was the right question.
Did it not turn, Jonesy, did it not turn into exactly that?
Turned out to be the only question.
All right, so then Ben chokes it out. I mean, chokes it out.
In
the whole series, chokes it out and caps it off without a dunk that would have tied the game. And now, a rare moment of honesty from Doc Rivers. Do you see him as a point guard? Listen to this.
Doc, do you think Ben Simmons can still be a point guard for a championship team like the one you guys want to become?
Yeah, David, I don't know that question or the answer to that right now. So I don't know the answer to that.
All right. Oh, well, hold on a minute. That's the first sign of flagging confidence in his superstar point guard. Right, Johnson?
This is a head coach.
We have not really heard anything before.
Game's over. You get raw emotion. That was how he felt.
And then, after 24 hours of careful consideration, Doc Rivers decided it was best to look each and every one of us in the eye and lie through his teeth.
Yes.
Lie. Ladies and gentlemen, I am 100% positive that what you're about to hear is bull. And I wish I could use the second syllable of that word. All right? Because guess what? 24 hours after honestly questioning whether he could do anything with this guy, 24 hours later, this.
I know exactly what we want to do. I'm positive in Ben. I'm very bullish on Ben still. But there's work. And Ben will be willing to do it. And that's the key.
All right, there's too much there. All right, let me just start at the beginning. He knows exactly what to do.
Really?
Didn't he know it a day before?
Didn't he know it all season?
John.
Yeah.
Now he knows what to do? He's coached him a year.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Now he knows what to do. Well, 2 weeks ago he's in complete denial.
Mm-hmm.
You heard him. I don't need to have this kid shoot. I don't need to worry about the free throw. He's pretty good.
I think he called it a narrative that we have.
All right. That was a narrative. Mm-hmm. And now he knows one day after a humiliating loss to an inferior opponent, Doc Rivers knows exactly what to do?
It's a little late.
Jonesy, work with me here. What the hell is he talking about?
The powers to be talked to Doc Rivers and said, we still have this player. He's still ours. We still have to find a way to put him with a new team. So we can't totally diminish everything that this guy is about.
Somebody sat Doc down and said, Doc, you can't reduce his value when we try to unload this stiff.
Yes.
Johnson, you buying that?
Oh, absolutely.
100%?
Yeah, are we going to keep demeaning and lower his value even more as if it's not rock bottom now?
So they said to him, Doc, you can't say that.
Yeah.
Doc, I don't think you understand. You work for the Sixers now. You can't tell the truth. There's no place for the truth here. The truth. He has a new plan, ladies and gentlemen. Doc Rivers, in 24 hours, came up with a plan that is exactly what Ben needs.
And the best part about that is Ben is willing to put in the work.
He's on board.
All right, Ben is not willing to put in the work. I can tell you that right now because this all went down years ago. They tried this years ago.
And he said no.
They sat Ben down 3 years ago. Yaron Weitzman wrote about it in his book. They sat him down 3 years ago after he had also tanked in the playoffs. Yep. And they go, Ben, you gotta fix the holes in your game. You gotta fix the holes in your game. All right, fine. What do I have to do? You have to work with this coach. You gotta do this. We gotta really focus in on this. He goes home, right? All of a sudden, his agent informs the Sixers, new plan. He will learn how to shoot the basketball from his brother.
Yeah.
And his brother, you were there. You covered this, John, yeah, right? Yeah. We are not following your plan. His brother is coaching him.
From Los Angeles.
And then he took fewer shots than ever before,
yes,
and fixed nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Correct?
Correct.
Nothing.
Absolutely.
So now he's got a different attitude. Not in my city.
No.
Not here. No, you don't. Not here. And here's the thing. And what it's about is Doc also specified what they had been doing wrong prior to his arrival and his 1 year of studying the situation and then having this great moment where the light bulb popped over his head. All right?
Mm-hmm.
He said, it's not about the work. It's about the right work.
I believe without going in detail what we're doing, I believe we know what the right work is and the right type of work and the right way to do it. You know, you can do the work all the time, but if it's not done in the right way and the right type of work, you may not improve. After being here for a year, I really do believe we've identified what and how, and now we have to do the do part. We have to work to do it. It's not going to be an easy job, but it's definitely a job that Ben can do.
It's not an easy one.
Yeah.
But if there's one guy who will put his attention to it with the correct attitude, it's Ben Simmons.
Good luck.
And I kind of was remiss yesterday because it was a quote. Ben did acknowledge his own imperfections.
Oh, okay.
And he did it in an incredibly ungrammatical way.
Mm.
Here's Ben.
I ain't shoot well from the line this series.
I ain't shoot well from the line this series. I ain't shoot well from the line this series. Yeah, sounds like he's a kind
We're
of
off
guy.
And running.
That sounds to me like a guy who's dying to fix what's wrong.
Took Doc a year to figure this out?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, it took him one
He
day.
Didn't even plan for the Hawks.
No,
it took him a year to figure this
him
out.
A year. If he had figured it out during the year, he might have fixed it during the year.
Mm.
He figured it out after losing to Atlanta. Unforgivable. All right, here's where we go. Here's where. So I fell in love with Doc, and then I fell out of love with Doc, and now I see him as a fraud. All right, 1 year. It's all it took, Rhea.
Well,
I went from, oh my God, Brett Brown's not the coach. This guy is our savior, to here's another donkey.
Well,
we go again.
Your number one guy is Ben Simmons. Number two is Doc Rivers. He cost you game one when he decided to not have Ben guard Trey Young. And in game five, when he waited till the lead got down to 11, went, oh, I better do something here. You know, two games he cost them.
All right. I could keep going with this, but I want to open this up to the fans. Yesterday, by the way, I think we had a record number of calls. It was unbelievable. But I want to give you guys all a chance, and I come bearing gifts today. And it's very simple. We are in a position right now with Ben, precise position, where almost the entire city wants him gone. Oh, what was it, 94% don't want him back?
That was remarkable.
It was an amazing amount yesterday. All right. All of them. Who else passed? In our past, sports figure, did we say, out, you got to leave now. We want you out. Your judge today, Mr. Happy, John Johnson.
Oh, I can't wait to try this.
Because this is a negative question for the contest today. I got a $100 gift card for Visa. I got a $50 Boston Market. I got a Prima Hoagie gift card. I got a Sixers T-shirt. That's going to be a collector's item because it's from this season.
Yes, it is.
And this season will be remembered forever. All you got to do to win is name somebody in sports that we wanted out. I could name you 10 from this calendar
yes,
year. All right? So jump on now, 215-592-9495. Now, I have learned, Jonesy, that although I've been doing this a long time, when somebody is better at words than you are, you should always give them the final word on this.
Yes.
So I will now defer to the wordsmith himself, also a great friend of mine from way back, the great Stephen A. Smith. And Stephen A. Smith has a more dramatic and exciting delivery than I do, and he knows more than I do.
Mm-hmm.
And Steven made it clear where he stands right now, yesterday, on Ben Simmons.
So let me tell you something right now. That city ain't going to ever forgive him for what they have seen. And here's why. Not just that he missed shots. He didn't take them. Ben Simmons is literally scared to shoot the basketball. He gave up a wide open dunk because he anticipated he was going to be fouled and didn't want to go to the free throw line. And when you take that into consideration, and you combine that with the fact that Philadelphia being a very unforgiving town, and they don't know how to let off and lay off, and they're going to constantly berate him, and it's mental.
Yeah.
With him, I don't believe he can overcome that, Max. In the city of Philadelphia, you got to move him. I'm going to say it right here on national television. Try and get yourself somebody like C.J. McCollum. Mm-hmm. Bring him to Philly. Send Ben Simmons to Portland.
Send Ben Simmons to Portland. Portland.
Portland has the best odds to land him, by
Good.
The way.
They can have him. I don't want C.J. McCollum. I'll drive him 3,000 miles myself.
We know you wouldn't make it.
I have a responsibility, as is Johnson, as is Jonesy, as the Uria, to make sure that they understand at the Sixers organization that Ben cannot come back. And I need the help of the callers as well. Ben can't come back. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Jonesy, you're going to tell a story in a few minutes about a guy who had a bullseye at his back at Washington. Similar situation.
Very similar.
But Jonesy, when a guy has done that in this city, when he has said, I am afraid to go to the free throw line, so I will sacrifice a game seven, when we have a clear path to a championship, can he return the next season under any conditions?
No, they're not going to fix it.
Thank you. Bob from Bucks County, my most optimistic caller, will kick us off this morning. Hi, Bob.
Hey, good morning, everybody. How's it going?
Ben, how you feeling? Bob, I'm sorry. That was defamatory. I just called him Ben. No one should be called Ben these days. Bob, what are you feeling right now?
I have a general Sixers point, and then I have a question about Ben. The general Sixers point is just that I remember, you know, I was just a little kid, but back in the late 70s, the Sixers felt so badly about losing. I think it was in the finals to maybe the Trailblazers, and they felt so badly. They were going on record saying to the fans, we are so sorry. We should have won this. We owe you one.
Yeah.
That was like their mantra.
And we owe
you
one.
Billboards. Yep. We owe you one. In fact, they came to regret it because it took a number of years before they could pay off. But you're right. No, that was a theme after a season. We owe you one.
But I think it's just the times have changed and the human beings have changed. Players have changed. Like, it doesn't seem like this team feels that way at all. They're like more interested in making excuses and not even addressing the issues that they literally should have won. And they should be in the finals this season and they should win the finals. And I don't know. It just seems like way back then they were different athletes.
Let's not pussyfoot here, all right? Let's say it straight up. Doc Rivers lied yesterday. Doc Rivers did not summon a plan in 24 hours that he's positive is going to work.
No.
Right, Bob? Bob, he's a smart enough guy that if he had the plan during the season, he would have used it. So he could have won this year. All of a sudden, he's got a plan, Bob.
No, and that brings me to my question. Maybe you'll know better than I do. I heard from someone that Herb McGee said, you know, I'll help Ben Simmons, but he has to ask me.
Look, understand this. Herb McGee is one of the great shot doctors of all time. There is no repairing a man with that attitude. Do you understand that? Why are people trying to repair a guy whose attitude is, I'm better than you, go to hell? That's been his attitude from day one. Johnson, if I'm wrong, you stop me.
No, and
you're around him every day.
No, and I have seen Herb McGee at the Sixers facility in the past.
Right.
Ben is not receptive to anybody's teachings other than his brother.
No, and his brother is a Division II basketball coach. Yeah, no squat. What is he now? No, Bob, it's not about who the coach is. It's about who he is. He will not take coaching.
That's my entire point, that from what I heard, Herb McGee said he would help if Ben asked him.
Right.
But there's no way Ben would ever ask anyone for help because in his mind, he doesn't even need help because he's the greatest thing since sliced bread.
All right, Bob, I need somebody that we wanted out of here. Who is it?
Andy Reid.
Andy Reid is I got a lot of Andy later in the show.
All right.
Another unfortunate situation with one of his players.
Well, not a surprise.
I have a trump card I was saving for later in the show, but it's so perfect for this, I have to play it right now. It's the late, great Kobe Bryant, 2018. He's addressing, Joe, do we even know what he's addressing? He's got something where he's talking to a crowd. So I'm guessing it's like a clinic, something like that.
Right.
And Ben Simmons' name comes up. Ben Simmons' name comes up. And it begins with almost a joke. You're going to hear the laughter. But then listen to Kobe Bryant, one of the greatest players of all time, describe what was wrong with Ben Simmons 3 years ago.
How far can Ben Simmons go?
Well, he's got to get a jump shot. it's like, it sounds humorous and all that, but I'm dead ass serious. Yeah. You can't, like, you know, because if not, he'll regret it. When his career is over, and you look at what he's doing now without that, is astonishing. Now imagine you can shoot the ball. What does that open up for you? You don't want to retire. No, seriously, you don't want to retire and look back and go, man, if I just had a jump shot, what would I have done? You don't want that. You don't want that. So I don't care if you have to lock yourself in a gym 10 hours a day. If this kid gets a jump shot, it's a serious, serious problem. A serious, serious problem.
That amazing.
That was outstanding. Always
that awesome.
Kobe, a great example of someone who was always a student of the game versus someone who made it and said, "Now praise me."
And Kobe would lock himself in the gym for 10 hours.
Yep.
He'd do more than 10. Do you think Ben's doing that? I don't. Not if Kendall Jenner calls. What's he going to do?
Well,
he's not going to take Kendall's call.
No, there's so
she's a part of the Kardashians.
She's with somebody else now.
No, it doesn't matter. She's still, they call other people. They canoodle on the side. I read DMZ.
Oh, yeah?
Canoodle.
Oh, I know what's going on there.
A lot of
you
cuddling.
You can see what's going on right now with A-Rod and Ben Affleck. Mm. You want some excitement.
It's a duel.
Hope to get to that later.
You have too much time on your hands.
No,
after
I
this
don't
show.
Have too much time on my hands, Rhea. At some point, I need a break from Ben frickin'
well,
Simmons.
The problem is it's not a doc problem. It's an organization problem. The organization has coddled him from the get-go.
I got you.
From the top down.
That is what set the whole thing into motion. All right, we're looking for people we wanted to get rid of. Andy Reid on the list. Who's your judge today? The Darth Vader of sports, John Johnson. 215-592-9494. When we return, wow, what an opportunity to learn from a brilliant basketball mind. You will not want to miss this chance to hear about Scott O'Neill. He wrote a book. The CEO of the Sixers has written a book. Wow. How to choke in round two. No, that's not the name. WIP Sports Time is 6:22.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.